Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Nun Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the top. We continue with a quote from the Mishnah. We had seen a long list of items concerning which the Nozir, if he is defiled to them, will have to stop his Nozirus. He loses the days that he counted and has to observe a purification period and restart the Nozirus later. Hashedra v'Hagugolas, 9 lines from the top. Before we continue further into the Gemara, though, let us glance at the side where we have a topic heading, Birur, an analysis or a clarification. Ha dikotoni, that which it was taught in the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesamid Beis, al hashedra v'al hagulgolas. The shedra is the spine, gulgolas the skull. How are we to understand the Mishnah? Shedra v'gulgolas, is it when the two are present together? O shedra o gulgolas, the cholechol levad, ma speak. Or spine or skull. Either one is enough to cause the Nozir to lose the Nozirus days that he had counted thus far. The Gemara will present those two sides of the question, and then you'll notice if you scan ahead, and we, with Gemara markings, always recommend to get a bird's eye view, scan ahead and see what direction the Gemara is going to take. And here we have basically a one-topic discussion till practically the end of today's shiur. I say practically, there will continue further another discussion toward the end, but notice the triangles. And notice that they appear in different directions. So on the side, under our Mivneh, the triangle with the point facing up, Hochachos O Shedra O Gugos, these will be attempts to show one or the other is sufficient. When the inverted triangle appears, you'll see in number 3, you have one of those, and also number 5. These are attempts to show Shedra V'Gulgolas, that the Nazirus, the stira, the cancellation of the Nazirus is only if you have both. So we have a mixed bag of proofs. Now the Gemara, Ibaya Laho. Shedra v'gulgolas tanan, the Mishnah, when it speaks of the Nozir losing out his days, is it with the is in the presence, if he's in the same room as a spine and a skull? Tanan, is that what's taught? O Dilma o Shedra o Gugolas. One or the other is sufficient. Omar Rava Toshma. So let's try to conclude from the following quote. Shedra Shegired Rov Ilin Sheba Torah. A spine where the majority of the ribs, Ilin are the ribs, have been shaved off or cut off. Tahora. Such a spine does not communicate defilement. Ubekever afilu mishuberes o mefurekes temea mitnei hakever. My understanding of the case of the kever is you have a spine with the ribs cut off, but they're all together in the grave. So in a case like that, even though the spine had the ribs removed from it, but in the grave, they're viewed as all together. Now, what are we supposed to derive from this source? The Gemara continues, Taima mishum degire. The spine, in this case, does not communicate defilement, is because the ribs were removed. Ha lo gire, if the ribs were not shaved off, tome. It would have communicated the tumah, even though there was no skull. Shma Mino. So from this halachic, or from this Tanaic source, from Oilus, from Maseches Oilus, we can derive O Shedra O Gugolis Kotani, that when you see mention of these bones, you can understand it's either a spine or a skull. That is derived from the fact that the Tahara described here is because the spine's ribs were removed. Had the spine's ribs not been removed, it would have communicated defilement, even though there is no skull. Gemara rejects this. The basis of our proof was the inference we drew from it, and we squiggle underline the line before the word ha, ha lo gired. But the Gemara, in rejecting the conclusion, is saying ha lo kotoni. The inference information is not stated in the source. Therefore, what the source informs us is basically at face value, ha komash malon. What the source teaches us is the chigire Torah, that if ribs are removed, so it will not communicate tuma. Idoch, the other information, namely about what about a spine alone that did not have the ribs removed, that tiboyoch, that remains a question. Let's take a look together at Tosfos, where we have a double star. You'll notice the second to last narrow line of the Tosfos commentary. Umishani mikotoni ha lo girei tamea. The Gemara's response or rejection was by saying, does it say in the source that if the ribs were not removed, it would communicate tuma? It doesn't say that. Hokomash malon, what the source does tell us is the chigired tahora vidach tibayalach, that if the ribs were shaved off, then it does not communicate tuma. The other information is still a question. Pirush mikotoni, and now Tosis explains what we read in the Gemara. Mikotoni holo gire tamea below gugolas. Does it say in the source that if the ribs were not removed, the spine would communicate tuma without the skull? Dilma kishiyesh ima gugolas iri. Maybe what the source is speaking about is a situation where you have a spine with a skull, the afal pikein, and even though both are present, kigire rov tzloi shiba tahora. If the majority of the ribs were removed from the spine, it would not communicate tuma. Vidoch tiboyloch, klomar below gired, v'ein shom elo hashedra below gulgos tiboyloch. As far as a spine with the ribs in place, without a skull there, that remain something to question, to ask about. We turn back to the Gemara, attempt number two, Toshma. We're again trying to figure out the Mishnah when it speaks about spine, skull. Is it spine or skull, or only when spine and skull are there will the Nazir have to Megalech? Toshma Reb Yudah Omer Shisha Dvorim. There are 6 points. The 6 points are featured later on the page, so we'll just leave it right now that there's 6 points. Rabbi Kiva mitame v'chachomim mitarin v'chozar bo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva initially said that regarding the 6 points that there is defilement, and the chachomim said there is not, and Rabbi Kiva reversed his position. Umaisa sheviu kupa maleo atzomos lebeis haknesses shel tarsayim. There was on one occasion, a box full of bones was brought to the shul of the Tarsayim. Tarsayim are people that work with copper. Sorfei nechoshes, they are, maybe we call them coppersmiths. Vehinichua ba'avir, and the box was placed outdoors without any overshadowing, so that people who chanced by the box would not be under the same overshadowing. In this way avoid defilement. The nichnas teiras haroife v'chol roifim imoi v'omru. The doctors that were there. The name of one of them is Todos. He was a roife, a doctor, and all the other doctors with him. V'omru, and they inspected the box and they said ein kan Shedra Mimeis Echad. There may be a lot of bones in the box, but you don't have a spine from one corpse. Taimo Doleko Shedra Mechado. The reason that they concluded that the bones don't represent a problem is because you don't have a spine from one body. Hoika o Shedra Ogugos Demechado. Had there been a spine or a body, or a skull, that is, a spine or a skull from one corpse, Nozir Megaleach Oleha. The Nozir would have had to lose out, cancel his Nazirus, and observe the Tumah purification days, resulting in a haircut. Shema Mino. So from this we can conclude, Oi Shedra, Oi Gulgoles Tanan. So from the reaction and the inference that we drew from the reaction of Todos and his colleagues, we conclude that it was that if there had been either a spine or a skull from one deceased, then a Nazir would have had to megalech. The Gemara rejects this. Lo mibaya ka'omar. The source is taught in the lo mibaya sense. What does that mean? So let's read on. Lo mibaya shedra v'gulgulis demimeis echad leka. It goes without saying that in this particular story, there wasn't a spine and skull from one corpse. Elo afilu oi shedra mimeis echad oi gulgulis mimeis echad leka. There isn't even a spine or a skull from one body. So that this source is not conclusive. All that we see in this source is that they were exclaiming, there is no reason to even think that the Nazir would have to be Megalech. That, namely, there isn't a spine and a skull, which at this point we can say that's what a Nazir would have been Megaleach, namely, you really need to have both. But you don't have even that. You don't even have a spine alone or a skull alone from one body, which, even if you did, another wouldn't necessarily Megaleach over that. So, as we have seen till now, we have a source, we have sources leading in one direction, but we reject it, leading us in the other direction. We continue. Toshma miminyona. Let us come to a conclusion based on a list with a number to it. The numbers are important here. We made reference before to a controversy between Revi Akiva and the sages concerning six matters, and it was pointed out that eventually Revi Akiva changed his mind. What were those six things? Toshma mi minyana, we'll bring a proof, as we said, from the numbers. Mahain shisha devorim shirbi kiva mitamid v'chachomim mitarin. What were those six points of controversy that Rabbi Kiva declares defilement and the Chomim say no? And let's go through the items. Notice we have numbered them. The numbers here are important for the Gemara later on. So, number one, al ever min hames shebo mishnei mesim. A limb from a corpse, but in fact the one limb is made up of two parts coming from two different bodies. So you have part of a limb from corpse one, part the other part of that limb from corpse two, creating a complete limb, but from two bodies. Number two, v'al eiver min achai shebo mishnei b'nei odom. We're talking here about a limb from amputees. So it's one limb coming from two different people. V'al chatzi kav atzamos shebo mishnei mesim. A half a kav. A kav is a measure, a dry measure. So here we have a half kav of bones that come from two different skeletons. V'al revius dam habo mishnayim. Revius is a liquid measure, a revius alug, a revius of blood coming from two corpses. Number five, v'al etzem kisora shenechlak lishnayim. A bone the size of a barley grain, but it's not complete, it's split. So you have a total barley grain of bone, but it's nechlak, it's split lishnayim to two parts. And number six, v'hashedra v'hagugolis. Now, in order to account for six items, you can see we have to count shedra and gugolis together. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. V'yisalkadaituch oy shedra oy gugolis. If Tumah is generated by one or the other, and Hani Shiva Havyon, then you would have to say there are seven, and the list explicitly says six. The Gemara now rejects that conclusion, and you'll notice we have a marking scheme, a double underline, and these we can call, we have under our Mivneh heading, we call this a Sidra Shel Dechios, a series of rejections of what we thought we could conclude. So you have here four different ways of disregarding the conclusion, or of explaining the six. Remember, we have to keep the number six, and at the same time be able to say it's Shedra O Gugolis, one or the other, and say maintain six and not have to say seven. The part of the trick in this Gemara is that one of the other items in the list we will delete. And why? So then we'll see that as we go on in the Gemara. So the Gemara continues. Ki katani, and here we have to work with the underlying response, is that in general we are to understand one or the other, Shedra or Gugolis. And as far as the source, ki katani, kol hecha de pligi ole rabim, where you have items that, what items belong in the list? Items that Rabbi Akiva was challenged by Rabin, by a multitude, by more than a single adversary. La fuke etzim kisura, with the exception of that case. And what number was etzim kisura in the list? It was number five. So what we're going to tell you now is take out number five from the list. Take out the etzem kisora. Why are we deleting that? The yachid hu de poligole. We find that it's only a single opinion that argues, not a multitude of opinions, but a single opinion. Multitude of rabbis, but rather a single rabbi argues with Rabbi Akiva. The sanya, as you can see that in the following source, etzem kisor shenechalek l'shtayim Rabbi Akiva metame, the barley grain sized bone that's got split into two, Rabbi Akiva says, communicates defilement, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metahir. And here he's a single individual, and he declares it tohar. So it doesn't belong in the list. The list contains six items that a multitude of rabbis challenge Rabbi Akiva. Not so in the case of Etzem Kisora. So what did we do? We took out Etzem Kisora from the list, and thereby are enabled to count Shedra by itself and Gugolis go by itself. And I'll arrive at six points of controversy. The Iboyasema, another approach, Ki Kotoni, Avri Min Hames. This list was interested in dealing with appendages, limbs from the dead. Aver Minachai Lo Kotoni. The amputee case, namely case number two, should not be included, because that is a situation where the person is still alive and it's just his limb was removed. The Iboy Asem Okikotoni, another approach to explain the list, Kol Hecha de Nozir Megaleh HaHilo. This list is talking not just about defilement, but it's the kind of defilement that would result in a nazir losing out his Nazirus days, though any days that he had counted till that point, la'afuki etzem kisora dolo, with the to the exclusion of, once again, number five, it's true that etzem kisora communicates tumah, tumas mace. A person will become defiled if he touches or carries an etzem kisora, a bone the size of a barley grain, but a nazir will not lose out the days that he had counted if he encounters the etzem kisora. Therefore, it doesn't belong in the list. The list was interested in counting only those things that would force a nazir to restart his nazirus. Number four, v'boy esemo ki kotoni kol hecha dehoder bay. The list has points, or the list is supposed to contain points concerning which Rabbi Akiva eventually reversed his original position. Lafuki revias dam de lo hodar bay. Example four in the list dealt with a revias. We said before that's a liquid measure of blood that comes from a corpse, concerning which we don't find Rabbi Akiva reversing his position. The Omar lay Rebbe le Bar Kappora. Rebbe instructed Bar Kappora. Bar Kappora was responsible for the authorship of Brises. He dealt with, we'll say, editing Tanaic literature. And Rebbe, who was the famous editor of the Mishnayos, he says to Bar Kappora, Lo Tishne Revias Dam Bechazora. Don't teach the case of Revias Dam as one of the items that Rabbi Akiva reversed his position on. Shari limudo shel Rabbi Akiva biyado. Rabbi Akiva has a tradition concerning the revias of dam, and in the list we have to add the main point is revias dam habo mishnayim. It's one revias that came from two separate corpses. A half a revias from one corpse and a half a revias from another corpse. So you have one revias from two bodies. Concerning that, Rabbi Akiva did not reverse his position. Furthermore, he has a pasuk that supports his position on that matter, and it, which says, "V'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo." In this pasuk, you have the word nafshos. It's in the plural, nafshos meaning people. In this case, it's really the blood from two people. One shall not enter and into a room where you have that. So that's Rabbi Akiva's position. He didn't reverse himself on that. Therefore, number four doesn't belong in a list of items concerning which Rabbi Akiva reversed his position. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Here we have, it's almost parenthetical, but since we are speaking about Rabbi Akiva and his change of position, we have a quote here. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ad Yomov Hoye Metame. That means throughout his life, Rabbi Akiva did not change his position. Im Mishameis Chozar Bo, if at the time he died, meaning like in his last day, did he back out, Eini Yodea, I don't know. Now, here we have a remarkable illustration of refinement of speech. We're dealing here with something that I would say is a very delicate, a very sensitive item in choice of words. Rabbi Shimon, he happened to have been a student of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was one of the five major students that Rabbi Akiva taught after Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students in the days between Pesach and Shavuos. Rabbi Shimon, speaking about Rabbi Akiva, says, listen, during his lifetime, I don't know if he backed out. If at the time he died, and he uses the word Mishemes, Tono, the Gemara says that we have a source that says, Hushcheru Shinov Mipnei Tani Yosef. Rabbi Shimon observed many, many fast days because his teeth went black because of his many, many fast days that he observed. Why? Because of the way he spoke about his Rebbe. He said, as we said, well, when he died, I don't know if he changed his mind. The Tosfos says, "Tana hushru shinav Rabbi Shimon neitan Yosef ne she'ein derech eretz." It's not etiquette ledaber al Rabbi b'loshen zeh, to speak about your Rebbe in that fashion. V'yoshav v'isane yomim rabim, and he, as a result, in order to achieve atonement for his lack of, let's say, best choice of words, so he observed fast days, which led to his teeth turning black. The Rashi says, "Mitnei Tani Yosef Lefisha Derech Ginai Hoy Mishtoyle De Rabbi Kivi Omar Imi Shemeis Chozar Bo." That's a derech. That's denigrating to speak about your rabbi in that fashion. The Gemara continues, Toshma Desanya. Once again, we're trying to figure out the Mishnah that speaks about a nozir having to migaleach, to lose the nazirus days that he counted and observe a purification period for defilement. Is our Mishnah be understood spine together with skull, or even spine alone or skull alone would be able to have that effect on the nazir? And we, as we say, we're at number four, and we have a triangle with the point facing up. So the initial thrust of this is to show one or the other. Toshma desanyo beishamai oimrim roiva atzomos minhu atzomim o mishnayim o mishlosha. In order for rova atzomos to metame ba'oil, to communicate tuma through overshadowing, you'd have to have a rova, that's a quantity of bones coming from two or three different bones, not one bone. Ubeisil omrim rova min hagvia. The rova comes from the gvia, from the body. And what do we mean by that? It's meirov binyan oi meirov haminyan, either from most of the height of the individual. In other words, the rova of bones would be from two thigh bones and one lower leg bone, or two lower leg bones and one thigh bone, or meirov haminyan. Rov haminyan, we work with the assumption that there are 248 bones in a body, and rov of that would be 125. So that if you have a rova that comes from 125 bones, so you might have bone fragments from 125 different bones, but they add up to a rova, that will be metama ba'oil, and communicate death defilement through overshadowing. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yecholi lasis divrei beishamai v'divrei beishilo keechot. I could actually make it such that beishamai beishilo aren't even arguing with one another. Beishamai didn't speak about any measures. He spoke about He spoke about a rova of bones, and he mentioned coming from two or three bones. That, in fact, could be in agreement with Beis Hillel. Let's explain. Beis Shammai omri mishnayim o mishlosha. Beis Shammai said a rova, that quantity of bones from two or three bones, that's o mishnei shokayim v'yerech echad. Shokayim, the shok of is the lower leg bone between the knee and the ankle. So you have two of those and one thigh bone. O mishnei yerechayim v'shok echad. Or two thigh bones and one of the shok bones. And why are they significant? Hail the roiv binyano shel adam begodol. That is the majority of the height of an adult, of a large person. And that's what Beis Hillel spoke about himself. He mentioned roiv binyano. Ubeis Hillel omer min hagvia, oi mi roiv binyano, mi roiv minyan. The bones that constitute a body, meaning either the majority of the person's height, which is, as we said before, accounted for by two thigh bones and one shok bone, or vice versa, Oy Merov Minyan, or bones that come from bone fragments from a majority of the bones. Hoyul Vieshan Bemifrike Yadayim Veraglayim. You will find many, many bones from the different joints that make up the hands and the feet of a person. Shammai Omer, and truth be told, up to this point, we didn't really have to focus on any one point. But now we really have to focus. Shammai Omer, Afilu etzem min hashedra oy min hagulgoylus. Even one bone from a spine or from a skull. Now, that's Shammai's opinion. Now, the thinking is, what about the Rabbanan who would disagree with Shammai? So they're not going to go as far as saying one bone from a spine. But they would say an entire spine or an entire skull. Well, if we were to stop here, then we would have an answer to our question, namely, O Shedra, Oy Gulgulis, one or the other. Gemara says, you can't conclude anything from Shammai's position. Shaini Shammai de Machmir. Shammai is different. He's extremely stringent. He's very Machmir. And as far as the Rabbonin are concerned, they would require both a spine and a skull in order to establish Tumah, and hence that would be the conclusion for the Mishnah. Well, alright, well, if you want to say that Shammai is different, he's extremely Machmir, and the Rabbana really require both, well then, Lifshot Mino, let us then use that as a method of coming to a conclusion. Taimo de Shammai de Machmir. Shammai speaks about one bone from a spine or one skull bone that is enough to communicate the defilement because he's very stringent. Ha Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon adiko shedra vugulgolis. The Rabbonon would say that you really need to have both. So then let us use this as our conclusion that you need to have both. No, you can't conclude that either. Ad kan lo pligi rabbonon oleg de Shammai lo beetzem echo dosi min hashedra umin hagogolus. Up till this point, all we know is that the rabbonon disagree with Shammai, who spoke about the defilement through a single bone, like a single vertebrae from a spine or a single bone from a skull. Avol hecho de ise beinei afilu chad minhon. However, if you have an entire spine or an entire skull, as far as the Rabbanon are concerned, that might in fact be enough. And you won't say you need to have both. So, as you can see, a sugya that you find the likes of which many places throughout the Shas, attempts in one direction and rejections showing you the other direction. Before we continue further, let us glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading. The nosei. She'elas Rami Bar Chama. Haim nozir yigaleach al rova atzomos shebo min hashedra v'hagulgoyles. Will a nozir have to lose his nazirus? We use the term yigaleach, and we've been using that for the last few dapim as a catchphrase for a nozir losing out the days of nazirus that he observed up till this point of, we'll say, potential defilement. So our question is, a nozir, will he lose his nazirus days for being in the same room as a rova atzamos? A rova is that measure we've mentioned before of bones. Shebo min hashedra v'gugolas me'achar sheim chashuvim ulai yesh lahachmir dafilu al rova v'lo rak al chatzi kav kibikotoni b'sh'ar atzomos. We have learned in the past that a nozir will lose his nazirus days with regard to tumas oil and bones only if you have a half kav, not a quarter kav, a rova, quarter kav. So the bone rule is a half kav causes nozir to lose out. quarter kav would not cause a nazir to lose out. But what if the quarter kav happens to be bones that come from the spine or the skull? We also have on the side a mivne note, a structural note. A trapezoid or volcano shape will appear, and you'll notice that it appears in alternating directions or various directions. The narrow part facing upwards is a nisayon lahifiach de'ein rova mishadra v'gugelis metamin boil. It's an attempt to show that a rova coming from these unique bones will not be sufficient. And the inverted shape will show any nisayon, an attempt lochiach shiyesh lahachmir berova mishetra, that we should be stringent, that even this lesser quantity, a rova as opposed to a chatzi kav, is sufficient if it's a rova from a spine. The Gemara. Boi romi bachamo. Rova atzamos min ha-shedra v'gogolos mai. And we emphasize a rova as a quarter kav, not a half kav as applies to other bones, but a quarter kav min ha-shedra v'gogolos that come from a spine, a skull, mai. What will the result of that be if a nazir, in the middle of his nazirus, enters a room where you have a rova atzamos from a shedra? Ki kotoni chatzi kav atzamos hechodiko mishare vorov. The Mishnah that teaches that a nazir is megaleach over a chatzi kav, a half kav of bones, that's when the bones come from the other limbs. Avol min shedra v'gogolos dechamiri, but when it comes to a spine or skull, which we know have uniqueness and significance in and of themselves, afilu rova atzamos, it could be that even a rova of bones that come from a spine or a skull will be enough, will be strict enough or stringent enough to force the nazir to start all over again. Or maybe we don't make any distinction. And just like all other bones, a nazir doesn't lose his nazirus unless there's a half kav of them. So too, if you have bones from a spine or a skull, you'd have to have a half kav of them as well. Omar Rova Toshma. So let's try to prove from the Mishnah itself. It said Hashedra Vahagugalis. Now there's an assumption right now that you don't have a Shedra less than a Rova. A Shedra, again, is a spine, that there's no spine that's less than a Rova Akav. If a rova of bones from a spine or a skull would communicate defilement, listening, the Mishnah should have taught al rova atzamos habo min hashedra. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah spoke about a complete Shedra, but it didn't say pieces of Shedra that amount to a Rova. So from the fact that it doesn't teach thusly, if you're dealing then with pieces of spine that are accumulated or collected together, you would have to have a Chatzi Kav of them, and only then would a Nazir Megaleach. We continue at the top of Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara asks, and here we have to emphasize that the one who introduced this discussion was Rava. So the Gemara asks, "V'ha Rava hu di Amar?" But Rava himself has said, "Lo nitzricha ela l'shedra v'gulgulah she'ein bohen Rava atzamos." This was part of a discussion that we saw earlier. Rashi quotes Daf Nun, and we can look at the Rashi together at the top. V'ho Ravahu Diomar Liel, ha dikotoni al hames. We had a problem a few dapim ago where we saw the Mishnah lists off items and says, Al Hames Val Kizayas Min Hames. And we wanted to know, what is the purpose of teaching Al Hames? If for a mere olive quantity of corpse flesh, a Nozir will have to Megaleach, so concerning a full mace, all the more so. So is it not redundant? And regarding that, Rova explained that the term Al Hames lo nitzuche lo leroiv binyano o leroiv minyano afalpi she'ein bohen rova atzamos v'afalpi she'ein olov bosar she'anozer megalech olov. The Mishnah was referring to a collection of bones where you might have rove binyan, rove of the height, or rove of the number of bones, even though they don't amount to a rova, even if there is no flesh on them, that the nazir will lose out. Likewise, a spine, a skull, that don't amount to a rova. Alma, Kol shekein the sphere lay la rova de echo de ika rova at somos mishedre vigulgulis the nozir megalechala. And we're going to simply work with what Rashi says at face value, that if rova is willing to say that a spine that for which there isn't a rova, a nozir will lose out, then certainly if you have a rova of bones from a spine or a skull, the nozir will lose out. So how can rova be the one trying to conclude at the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Beis that for bones coming from a spine you would have to have a chatzikav? It would seem from Rava's statement there that a rova kav would certainly be enough to force the nazir to start all over again. How to continue reading this Gemara, let me tell you, is very, very controversial, or the subject of much discussion in the commentaries right here on the page of the Gemara. The Gra, for example, has a reading that says, Aliba de Beis Shammai. Or maybe it could be Aliba de Shammai, where the comment of Rava, which implies something of stringency, that would be in accordance with the teaching of Beis Shammai, who was stringent in their approach. But that's only Rava commenting according to Beis Shammai. But Rava's own opinion might be, like we tried to conclude at the bottom of the previous Amud Beis, that you would need a Chatzi Kav. The other approach is maintaining the text as it is, Bosar Deshama Me Rabbi Akiva. In and of itself, that's a very difficult phrase to translate, because it would give you the impression that Rava said something, and he said something else after he heard it from Rabbi Akiva. Well, if you're talking about Rabbi Akiva in Mishnayos, so Rava knew all of the Mishnayos by heart. Tosfos suggests reading a totally different reading, and that it's not Rabbi Akiva, but rather Mar Ukva. That's one approach. The second approach in the Tosfos, and we've in our Mark Gemaras, you can see we've numbered them with Roman numerals 1 and 2. The second approach, taken by Rav Yankiv Mikinon, attempts to maintain the Girsa as it is. What we're going to do, just to deal with this particular phrase, Bosar Deshama Rabbi Akiva, we're going to read the Rashi together. And Rashi appears on the second narrow line. We have a little star to help you find it. In Hochi Nami. Demeikara Sfirolei Derovat Somos Gemiri. It's true. Initially, Rava thought, or Rava's tradition had been, that a quarter kav of bones is enough. But then, when he heard Rabbi Kiva, who said spine and skull, v'lo'amar bo rova atzamos, and he didn't make any reference to a quarter kav of atzamos from a spine or skull, have amino the Rabbi Akiva, the afagav de mishnei meisim boim, ispuhu tuma, ulerabonan ad osim meis echad.
Tani Hochi Shma Mino de Lukuli Almo Chatzi Kavat Samos Boinon.
Bein b'sharat somos, bein barov binyanu v'rumyanu, bein b'shedro v'gulgoles. So, from the fact that the Mishnah was stated as it was, Rava himself understood that regardless of what kind of bones you're talking about, if you're not talking about a complete spine or a complete skull, but you're speaking about a collection of bones, whether the bones are from other limbs or from a skull or from a spine, you would have to have a half kav of atzamos. Let's continue in our Gemara. Third line from the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Toshma, Shamai Oimer Etzem Echod Min Shedra O Min Golgoilis. As far as Shamai is concerned, one piece of a spine, of one vertebrae from a spine or one section of a skull would be enough for the Nazir to lose out his Nazirus. What about the Chachomim? So we can conclude that the Chachomim would say that you'd have to have a rova of bones from the Shedra. Showing us that the way we look at pieces of spine is more chomer, more stringent than the way we look at other bone pieces that are collected together. The Gemara says, no, don't conclude the opinion of the Chachomim as we just suggested. Shiny Shammai. Shammai is different than Machmir Tfei. He's exceptionally stringent. As far as the Chachomim are concerned, it would be a Chatzi Kav. Well, then Lifshot Mino. Let us use this to conclude. Taimo de Shammai de Machmir. Shammai says one bone is because of their extreme severity, their extreme strictness. All the Rabbonon, Adiko Chatzi Kav Atzomos. As far as the Rabbonon are concerned, regardless of what kind of bones they are, you would have to have a half a Kav. And Tosis explains, because if the Chachomim are going to be any more stringent than, we'll say, standard fare, and require a rova of spine or skull, then they would have had to spell that out also, just like Shammai spells out his stringency. The Rabbanan would have spelled out their stringency. Their stringency, of course, relative to the standard Chatzikav, they would reflect the stringency regarding the spine or skull bones. But they don't spell any stringency out. So, where does that leave us? That when it comes to all kinds of bones, you'd have to have a chatzikav before a nazir would lose out his previous counting. The Gemara rejects this. Dilma ad kan lo pligi rabbonon le de shamai elo be'etzem echot. It could be that as far as the Chachomim's position, they argue with him with regard to a singular piece of vertebrae, of spine, mainly a vertebrae or a section of the skull. Aval berova atzamos afilu rabbonon modu. When it comes to a rova, a quarter kav of bones from a spine or a skull, even the rabbonon would agree that the nazir loses out. And Tosis explains, and they simply didn't bother spelling it out. In other words, in the first approach was to say that if the Rabbonin had a stringency, they would have spelled it out just like Shammai. Here we're saying not necessarily so. They might have had that stringency and didn't bother spelling it out. We continue in the Gemara. You'll notice there's a dashed frame section, and on the side we have a starred note. Tamlim is gerasam kufkav. The reason for this dashed frame, ketaze lo muvo kemokr tanoi. It's not brought as a Tanaic source. In Gemara markings, as I'm sure you all know, unless you're a first time listener, Gemara sources that are Tanaic that are cited in the Gemara, we put frames around them. This is not cited as a Tanaic source per se. Avokvisha muva behemshich humiatseg shitas kedumos. As we go on in the Gemara, though, you'll see it represents early opinions. So therefore we treat it as if it's coming from the Tanaic literature. On the other side of the Gemara, and our no say, our topic heading, we have written Deos. We will see opinions Bechatzi, Reva, Kavat Somos, or the Chatzi versus Reva Lug Dam. Hashbalsam, what effects do these things have, these quantities of bones or quantities of blood, blood of course from corpses, what effects do they have al truma, kochim, v'isapesel, v'nozir, regarding a kohen and his ability to eat truma? Kohen has to be tohar in order to eat truma. What if he encounters these things, kochim, the ability to eat sacrificial meat, v'isapesel, someone on his way to do a korban pesach? One has to be tohor in order to do a korban pesach, and a nazir is expected to maintain purity. And if he becomes defiled, and we've seen this quite extensively, to a certain degree, if he reaches a certain degree of defilement, he will lose his nazirus. So now we have the Gemara. Omar Rebbe Eliezer, Zakenim Rishonim, the early sages, Mitzosan Hayu Omrim Chatzi Kavat Somos. The chatzi lug dam lakol, that a half kav of bones and a half lug of blood, corpse blood, lakol, means it affects all four areas. And they include truma, kochim, nazir, and pesach, as we enumerated before. Rova atzomos, revius dam, lo lakol. That means, has no effect. It is not mitame, it doesn't have any effect on the items mentioned, on any of the four items mentioned. Umiksasan hoyu omrim, and some of the other early sages, because in Roman numeral 1, notice we mentioned miksasan, some of them said, now we have the others said, af rova atzomos uravias dam lakol. That those examples 3 and 4, the rova atzomos and ravias dam, will affect all four areas: truma, kochim, nazir, and pesach. Beis shachreim omru. A later court said, chatzi kav atzomos v'chatzi lug dam lakol. Rova atzomos uravias dam, the truma, the kochim, avolo the nazir, the oisa pesach. So now this third opinion, take note, makes a distinction between truma kochim versus nazir and oisa pesach. The first two opinions did not cite any distinctions within those four categories. They did cite distinctions regarding, we'll say, sources of defilement, but did not cite sources 1 and 2, or opinions 1 and 2, did not make distinctions between, we'll say, the subject of the defilement. Michti, in looking at, we'll say, at these opinions, one, let's say, might have thought that the third opinion represents a type of compromise, compromise is not the best word, but a method of settling the previous controversy. But we have a rule that says, "Ein hachroas shlishis machras." That which represents a third opinion, and here it's clearly a third opinion, it's a third approach. The first two approaches made no chiluk between Truma Kochim versus Nazir Noisa Pesach. If one of the two earlier approaches had made a distinction, and then this third opinion comes along and chooses to follow one of those two previous opinions that had made the distinction, we would then say, let's follow this opinion, because he would favor one of the first two opinions. You have two against one. But that's not what you have here. So should we follow Roman numeral number 3? So Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Mipi Shmua Amru, Mipi Chagai, Zecharia, Umalachi. This third opinion is not coming to, let's say, settle and weigh down one of the previous two opinions. They really are a third opinion, and they say their opinion as a result of an oral tradition that they have dating back to the end of the prophet period, the last prophets, Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi. It's an oral tradition that this Roman numeral number 3 represents. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.